joined also from our Cork studio by Minister of State for European Affairs, Dara Murphy. Dara Murphy, another person who has concerns about the discussion in the Dáil of international affairs, particularly Gaza and Ukraine, is the former leader of your party, Alan Jukes, who decried in the McGill Summer School during the week the lack of discussion of it, the lack of meaningful discussion in the Dáil. What is your reaction to this? How do you justify the lack of discussion around international affairs?
Well, it's not true. I mean, in the last week of the Dáil on the 16th, this very issue was debated and discussed in Dáil Éireann. So it is actually the most recent piece of business the Dáil conducted was to deal with the issue in Gaza. International affairs, we have a Foreign Affairs Committee, European Affairs Committee, and I think it would be broadly accepted that there should be more time perhaps given to international issues, but this is not one that's been ignored in any way, shape or means. Charlie Flanagan, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, attended just last week at the Foreign Affairs Council in Brussels, where the 28 Foreign Affairs Ministers gave a huge amount of time to this very troubling matter. And we have to welcome that there is another ceasefire in place, and that has been the objective, not just from Ireland, but from all our colleagues in Europe, to have this ceasefire in place swiftly.
Outline, if you would, why Ireland abstained on this UN resolution. It's either a bad resolution, in which case it could possibly be voted down, or it's a good resolution, in which case maybe it should have been supported. But what was the decision? Who came up with the decision to abstain?
Well, this was a European Union position. Ireland didn't abstain on its own. All of our colleagues took a position together. And listening to Paul Mason, the analyst who was on before, you know, talking about there are two possible ways of solving the problem in Gaza, either a military victory, which I think we all know will not be achieved by either side, or by negotiation. Now, the European Union collectively is a bloc that I think can take a role, a very, very strong role, in forcing a solution to this problem. But that can only take place, I suppose, firstly, if both sides feel, you know, that their views and their fears and their concerns are taken on board. And you know, Gerry Adams spoke about the history we have in Ireland and what we've learned. I think that the one thing both sides felt during the peace process is the people who came from abroad, you know, to help broker that, were taking on board the concerns of the nationalists and the unionist traditions.
But before they even arrived on these shores, people would have expressed at least a desire for, you know, ceasefires to be called, for investigations to be held into breaches of human rights. So again, if we could just get back to the resolution, how was that position to abstain arrived at? I know you say it was an EU position, but how and why was it arrived at?
Well, I suppose the emphasis from the European Union was that they didn't feel that the establishment of an inquiry at this point in time was the priority. The priority was to let the existing groups that were in place, including the Americans and Cathy Ashton and others, to continue with trying to broker the ceasefire. That, by the way, was successful. I know the ceasefires
have
broken down.
Are they mutually exclusive?
I suppose, you know, when you're talking about the text and the wording, you could argue that they're not mutually, or that they are, that they're not mutually exclusive. By the way, Ireland accepts the UN position. I mean, we did abstain. We do accept the call for the inquiry. But at the same time, you know, we felt, the European Union and Ireland included, that in order to help the people of Gaza, the best thing to do was to continue to with the measures that were taking place.
But if you had time to come together to agree an abstention, could you not have come together to come up with an alternative wording that would have suited a broader group and therefore had a bit more strength, with a bit more international backing?
Well, and that's what the European Union tried to achieve, and they were not successful in that regard. America voted against, the European Union abstained, and others felt that the wording was in place should be accepted, and that view won the day. So, you know, it was the case, I think, that the European Union was not able to convince others on this occasion, but we will continue to do that in the future.
This explanation you're offering now, would it be better given before the Dáil, before both houses of the Oireachtas? Because Fianna Fáil wants the Seanad recalled, and Sinn Féin initiated a process which is support in a number of parties across the House to have the Dáil recalled. So is this something that possibly should be explained to public representatives?
Well, you see, there is no change in government policy. As I said, this was debated in the Dáil the week before last. The government position with respect to the twin state solution, with ending the blockade on Gaza, that all remains. I think what is required now is that the one-to-one negotiations with European foreign ministers and with the governments, governments of Israel and members of the Palestinian organizations, that they take place at a very, very senior level. I don't see the point or the purpose of recalling the Dáil. We had this last summer as well. There were calls on a different issue. And, you know, I hope that that in such a very, very serious situation that we have, you know, the people aren't using this as some sort of a political football to advance their own political ambitions.
Well, I you can only presume they're recalling it in good faith, given the level of support, surely.
Well, look, I haven't heard from anybody a specific reason or motion as to why the Dáil should be recalled. Minister Flanagan has met with the Israeli ambassador and many of the Arab ambassadors to Ireland as well. We have increased the amount of money we're contributing to the people of Gaza by €500,000 to ensure that they can have greater assistance in respect of medicines and in respect of food and basic provisions. Okay. So I'm not sure,
well, maybe,
and I haven't heard either, exactly what would be the purpose of a recall of the Dáil.
Okay, well, I mean, while you were recalling the Dáil, maybe there could be other business discussed, because apparently there's a report in the bowels of the Department of Justice, as yet unpublished, as to how the Department of Justice dealt with the issues around the whistleblower situation and the advice given to the Minister for Justice. And it appears that in the same story in the Sunday Independent that Alan Shatter wrote, the former Minister for Justice, wrote to the Taoiseach to say he hadn't been passed on advice which he had sought from the Attorney General, which his officials gleaned for him. Is that not the kind of thing that maybe should have been discussed in Dáil business before you broke for the summer?
Well, firstly, I'm not sure it's sort of accurate to describe the report as being in the bowels of the Department of Justice.
Okay, it's not in the front window then.
Well, it is actually. It's on Minister Fitzgerald's desk. First of all, this report was commissioned back in May. She received it within, I believe, the last fortnight. And she has said she will be publishing the report in its entirety within the next number of, number of days, certainly very, very shortly. It's entirely appropriate that the minister responsible...
Why wouldn't it be published during Dáil time? I mean, this was finished. This was the deadline on it was to be finished by early July. Why couldn't this have been discussed while the Dáil was still in session? Surely this is a matter of public importance. It led, after all, to the departure of a Garda commissioner and the Minister for Justice. I mean, this cuts to the core of parliamentary business, surely.
Absolutely, and it will be discussed, and I'm sure it will be discussed in the Dáil. But we are talking about a report commissioned in May that the minister only received, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And it's entirely appropriate that she would first of all read it, that she would assess what response she would make to the findings or recommendations are within it. Because, you know, if the Dáil,
but it wasn't even brought to cabinet yet.
If the Dáil worked, and when the Dáil debates this issue, the minister will properly and rightly be expected to stand up before everybody in Parliament and answer questions about the findings. Now, okay. It's a bit silly to suggest in the first instance that she's somehow suppressing a report that she commissioned herself.
That suggestion hasn't been made here. All I'm asking for is why it hasn't been brought to light before this.
Well, that suggestion was made, I think, in today's Sunday Independent, and I think you yourself said that it was somehow in the bowels of the Department of Justice. I spoke to Minister Fitzgerald, and she is as we speak reading and studying the text and talking to her officials, and it will be debated as it should be properly. But in fairness to Minister Fitzgerald, she has already initiated some of the most significant reforms in the area of justice this state has ever seen.
There we have to leave it, Minister for European Affairs, Dara Murphy, from our Cork studio.